I suppose from that side, I always fancied Cork to go and win it, and nothing has changed there. They've basically got maybe more than one hand on the trophy at this stage, with being 18 points clear. So I think that's nearly done and dusted at this stage, but there's still a lot to fight for in the European places, second, third and fourth, between Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers and Derry. And then just below that, you've got kind of everybody looking to survive for next year's 10-team league, you know.
Well, we'll just look at the top. First of all, why did you think that Cork were going to win this year? Maybe, you know, Dundalk did so well last year. They did lose a few players, but did you not think that perhaps they would be doing better than they are, or Cork wouldn't be doing as well as they are?
I just think it was a big ask for Stephen Kennedy to go and replace Darrell Horgan and
Andy Boyle.
Not only was he their best player, but he was the most hard-working player and influential player as well. So it was near impossible to replace him. If you look at the season Dundalk had last year, probably go down as one of the greatest League Ireland sides of history. And to be fair to Cork, they hung in there right the way for the last 2 to 3 years. So I just felt the signings Cork made, they bolstered the squad and strengthened, and Dundalk were definitely weakened with Andy Boyle and Darrell Horgan leaving. So I felt that, and that reason only, was Cork's best chance of going on to win the league, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cork did buy, but they also brought Johnny Dunleavy, a Baba Fey man, back to full fitness. He missed most of the season, if not all of it, so he's a great addition at the back there as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. Johnny's been always there. He's their club captain, and you don't become club captain down in a team in the Cork City if you're not special in the change room and special on the pitch. So he's proven his worth this year. I know the manager, I know the assistant very well, John Cotter, and I know the fans down there, and the manager, they're mad about him, you know, and they love his attitude, and his application on the pitch is top class, you know, and he's proven that again this year. He's chipping in the goals and he's setting up goals, so I think that right back slot seems to suit him very well.
It sure does. Well, were you surprised that Cork could go to Oriel Park and defeat Dundalk by 3-0? Now, all down, I suppose, maybe from the scoring point of view, to Sean Maguire.
Yeah, well, I suppose we can touch on Shawnee in a wee while, but I wasn't too surprised, because they've gone there in the past and they've put it up to them, even when they were top of the league and flying. And Dundalk are slightly vulnerable. I think there's a lot of players that have come in this year that have done well, but they're still just finding their feet. They can return back from England and that. So it'll take them maybe a full season to bed in and maybe get in, buy into Stephen Kenny's way. So I think on those terms, I think they're a wee bit vulnerable, because they know the league is probably lost at this stage. And Cork are just like a steam train at the minute. Nobody wants to meet them, home or away. So the momentum is completely with Cork. And so there's probably one negative, and you touched on it there earlier, of Shawnee Maguire signing for Preston. Mm. But they have him until the end of July, which is not a bad thing, you know.
And Derry City Football Club in third position. When we last spoke a number of weeks ago, Derry maybe going through a difficult enough patch, but they seem to have weathered the storm and are back in third position now with a game in hand.
Yeah, the last time we talked, Carps were bottom and Derry were just in around fourth or fifth. And you're thinking, will they push up the league, or will they maybe drop down a few places and with the July and sign a few players? But no, they've completely turned it around, and hats off to Kenny Shields for the job that he's done, not only on the pitch and the training ground, but obviously his man-managing skills are second to none. And we all know what happened there recently. For him, they turned it around, and realistically, you can see Ben and Shamrock Rovers completely pushing for second and third spot. Really, really good turnaround by Kenny and his players. I would say when they get to the July transfer window, I would say they'll be looking to add maybe prioritize the centre half position and maybe one of the fullbacks. So I would say they'll be looking for defenders in the transfer window.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got Rory Patterson. He'll be like a new signing to them when he comes back after the break. So I think things will look up for Derry now after the second half of the season.
Yeah, Martin Holmes speaking to Kenny Shields there after that victory at McGinn Park on Friday. Very, very content and happy with the fact that there are 9 of the starting 11 were from Derry, are from Derry, and 11 of the panel of 18 under 21. So, you know, they really are building for the future.
Yeah, and to be fair, they play a good brand of football, and they're pretty consistent in the way they play. They've seemed to take into Buncrana very well over the last 2 to 3 months. And the pitch suits them, and they seem to get that wee bit of extra yard from down there as well. So, I can definitely no one will want to go down there at the minute when they're playing so well. Like you've obviously Barry McNamee's come back to full fitness as well. They're flying. Young Curtis is flying, and Nathan Boyle up front is flying. So they'll be a danger to anyone, and you can definitely see them pushing for a European spot. And like, unfortunately, Cork is too far in front at this stage for anybody to try and catch them, but there'd be no shame in them going for a European spot from what they went through from the start of the season, you know.
That'll be a great experience for those young players to play in Europe, and hopefully with a good draw, you know, financially benefit as well.
Yeah, as we know from Dundalk's time in Europe, sometimes when you can get a long run in Europe, it's more beneficial to you than one in the league back here in the League of Ireland. The finances are massive, and they've gone up and up and up every year over the last 7 or 8 years. So, yeah, every club is mad to get into Europe, and all you need is a wee bit of luck to maybe get a decent draw early on. And every round you go through is just worth so much money to the club. And especially when you're a part-time club like Derry and Finn Harps, it's them kind of games and those kind of gates are massive, you know, in the future for the club.
Shamrock Rovers are in fifth position, Bray are in fourth. Are you a little bit maybe disappointed as to how Shamrock Rovers are doing? Big club, big facilities, but they just don't seem to get it together.
Yeah, you look at the crowds, Shamrock Rovers, like Cork City's just, they're tipping the 7,000 mark every week, and I'm not sure the exact figures for Shamrock Rovers, but watching the highlights on TV every week, it's not great for a club, one of the so-called biggest clubs in the country, and I don't think there's 1,000 people who go to their games, and the amount of money that they spend at the start of the season, and the players they brought back, like so you're Ronan Finns, and they signed the cream of Bowes and Cowie, and they've got a few back from Dundalk as well, so probably, if you were to give an award for the most disappointing half of the season, Shamrock Rovers would definitely get that. Mm-hmm. So, for a big club, they should be up there pushing with Dundalk and Cork City, there's no doubt about it, but unfortunately for them, they're not.
Let's turn to Finn Harps. Sitting 8th in the table at the moment, 18 points. There's Drogheda, Sligo, St Pat's and Galway all below them. They were going through a bad patch when we spoke last. 7 points from the last 3 games, they seem to have turned it around.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to be. They could come back after the break and you could just get an unfortunate run of results. And it's a matter of sticking together again and believing you're going to, like the last 3 games, you're going to put a run together. And as you can see, it's so tight at the bottom. A couple of results and you just start jumping up the table. So the longer it stays like that, then the longer everybody down below, maybe the bottom 6-7 teams, keep beating each other and getting odd results away from home, and the better it is for Finn Harps. I think Galway would snap your hand off if there was 2 or 3 points in it with 4 or 5 games to go, and then you can reassess everything then. Because at the end of the day, I think everybody, between the bookmakers and all the experts on TV and all the journalists, I think Harps, out of everybody, was the favourite to go down. Mm-hmm. And at the minute, at the halfway mark, they're definitely proving really wrong, and let's hope that continues, you know.
What do they need to do to make sure that they can stay in the Premier Division for next season? Is it buying new players? Is it keeping players fit? Combination of these things?
I think it'll be Finn Harps, unfortunately, probably don't have the finances to go out and try and purchase players, but then again, Ollie's proved us all wrong in the past where he's signed players and you're going, how did he get him, or where did he come out of, you know? So I think Ollie's probably another, maybe one of those in his locker in the transfer window. But I think probably the most important thing is probably getting the players that are there fit and keeping them fit. Like Danny Morrissey looks like he looks like a breath of fresh air for the last 3 games he came in. unfortunately was sent off against Limerick, but like he looks like he has goals written all over him. He's very dangerous in the box. I mean, if we can keep Kieran O'Connor and maybe Dundalk, I'll allow him to stay to the end of the season. You don't know what's going to happen there, but those kind of things would be massive. Getting Paddy McCourt back to full fitness, Barry Malloy back to full fitness, those are the kind of things that are massive. And the plus point for Finn Harps over the last couple of weeks, like Paddy Mealy coming back for the last couple of games that I've seen, like he's made a huge difference, and you have to give him huge credit. Like the injury he got against Sligo was horrific. For to come back and play the way he's been playing, and he's really led the team over the last three games, and there's no surprise they've got seven out of nine. So that's a massive plus for Ollie, having a fit and confident Paddy Mealy. So those kind of things will add the Finn Harps season, you know.
With the small panel, I'm sure it's very important that they keep their discipline. They need to have all the players, as many as possible, available. Would Harps have a discipline problem?
No, I definitely wouldn't say it. Like I was standing right beside the Danny Morrissey challenge, and anybody knows football, sometimes when you make one of those challenges in front of the opposition dugout, what happens is everybody in that dugout comes running out, especially when they're 3-1 down. They come running out if they say someone has been shot. And that was the case. Like I don't even think it was a yellow card. It warranted maybe a yellow card at most, but it definitely wasn't a red card. It was more the reaction of the bench and the referee. Unfortunately, he bought it, and he was sent off. But other than that, now I'm only going in home games because I've only seen the home games. I don't think discipline's a problem. Maybe sometimes creativity at times was a problem in the past, but that's certainly not the case at the minute because we seem to be scoring loads of goals. We've been 3-0 up now the last two home games, and unfortunately sometimes the quality in the league is just so high that it's very hard to hold out for 90 minutes without conceding. So, but we've held out and got 6 points in our last two home games. So I don't think that discipline would be there. I would say it'd be more injuries. And because we have such a small squad, Ollie has to use them on a consistent basis. Maybe he'd love the rest players for a game or two, but he just can't afford to. Because every game we play, we need to try and get something out of it, you know?
And in relation to goals in the League of Ireland, is the first goal very important to get in a game?
For some reason in our league, you're 100% right. In all the years I've been playing, the first goal seems to be massive. I know you watch games on TV and sometimes, like, whoever gets the first goal, people grab the ball and they go back to the halfway line and they say, right, we'll go again. But definitely in the garden, you find that the other team sometimes, especially when you're at home, you can get them putting their head down. And when you get the first goal, it's massive. Maybe it's the way teams are set up at times. They're so good defensively and they know each other so well. Maybe that's a lot to do with it. You find them hard to break down, but I would definitely agree with you. The first goal is vital, and fortunately for us in a lot of home games, we've got the first goal, and the confidence seeps through the team. The crowd is at the game. They kind of lift the players, and it's a 1-1 situation, but when you concede the first goal, it can go the other way, you know. So I suppose that's football in general, but definitely League Ireland. I've found that over the last 10 to 15 years that teams that usually score first usually go on to win the game, you know.
Mm-hmm. In relation to tactics that you mentioned there, can you predict in advance as to how teams will play, or can managers spring a surprise that changes a game?
Modern day football, because everybody's got videos of everybody playing and teams know what to do. I would say there's not a manager in the league that doesn't know what formation each other's playing. You can spring a formation of your starting lineup, but rarely does teams deviate from the formation that they've been winning and successful with. And why should they, really? When you look at Leicester last year, everyone knew the way they played, counter-attacking, but nobody could stop it. It's very hard when someone's good at something. It's very hard to stop them. But in the League of Ireland, in general, teams are very hard to break down. They set up defence very well first and foremost, and then they try and attack, especially away from home. But I've seen a huge difference in Hearts this year, the way they've been set up at home. Definitely more attacking, free-flowing, and reports from away from home the exact same, you know. And we've been very unfortunate, especially like the Shamrock Rovers game away and Galway game away. I think we should have definitely got more points out of that. So, Ollie's obviously worked a lot on offensive tactics this year, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, overall, Kevin, I suppose the big question in the Northwest will be, will Finn Harps stay in the Premier Division and will Derry City be in Europe?
So we'll answer Derry City one first. Definitely, I think Derry's got the players. Obviously, as you alluded to earlier, there is young players there, and experience could cost them at the end of the day. But I feel that the way they're playing, you could have Rory Patterson back. Barry seems to be flying, and had him one or two in the transfer window. There's no reason why they can't take advantage of Shamrock Rovers' poor form and go for that third spot. So yes, I definitely think Derry's has a good chance of getting third. Finn Harps, everybody's favourite to go down. Halfway stage, we're sitting 3 or 4 points clear of that bottom three. It'll be interesting. I was just looking through like team sheets earlier on today, and I think a huge positive and a huge advantage for Finn Harps is that we've about 6 or 7 players that are complete local to the club. They know what the club's all about. Like say, Kieran Gallagher, Nets Packy, Kieran Call, Johnny Boner, Gareth Harkin, Sean Houston, and even Damien Nolte is only in the road. And they all know what the club means, the fans, and that extra can count when the chips are down. And looking at the teams down there, next year, Drogheda's and Galway, I wouldn't say they have that kind of backbone in the team that's local, and they know the values of the club and they know what it means to the club. So I think that's a huge advantage for Finn Harps, and something Fully can draw on in the last 5 or 6 games when it is tight, you know.